The police deputy commissioner acknowledges there is bias in the police, but is confident it's changing. It comes after figures have debunked claims made by the former commissioner Mike Bush that discretion is applied evenly by officers across all communities. Data released to RNZ, though, shows that 53% of eligible first-time Māori offenders were given a pre-charge warning, compared with 59% of non-Māori. I spoke to Deputy Police Commissioner Wally Homaha about the glitch and what the figures really show us.
It was a glitch in our system. Having gone back over the database and looked through those systems, first-time offenders, there was a disparity gap. And, of course, as you would have seen in quarter two, that disparity gap was 53% for Māori and 59% for non-Māori.
Now, in terms of that glitch, you can confidently say that it wasn't just something that the commissioner at the time said off the cuff without really doing his research or having the numbers in front of him.
Oh, the numbers would have been given to him. It was just a glitch. It wasn't deliberate on his part. He would have been following the figures in front of him.
In terms of the glitch in those figures, them being analysed properly now, would you say based on that and the discrepancy that there is bias based on those figures?
Oh, look, we can always improve. And then you have to look at the volume that's coming through the system and look at how we do apply discretion. And I believe our staff, you know, go out to do the best that they can do in the situation that they're faced with. We say we're trying to prevent people from going into the system. Once in the system, there used to be a saying, always in the system. We're trying to stem the flow. And we can only stem the flow by working in key partnerships with organisations in the community, because they have the solutions that sit out there.
Why are pre-charge warnings, I guess, the only measure of discretion that the police have?
We've got a whole suite of resolutions. If we believe that that they are first-time offenders, not likely to commit an offence, we will give them a formal letter to say, you know, you have been warned. Then we have te pai oranga. Offenders, regardless of previous convictions, are referred to a community provider. And in this case, most of the locations that we're operating across the country in 15 locations are Māori service providers.
Do you think that, based on having a strategy in place, that more change should have happened? I mean, I know that you're dancing around answering the question that there is, in fact, bias. You say that the police could do better. However, do you think that what is being put in place now is enough in order to curb these discrepancies and this disparity that we are seeing in these figures?
Well, look, if you look at the volume of family harm offences for Māori, those have decreased, particularly for first-time offenders, and this has been trending in the right direction for first-time Māori offenders and stable for Māori recidivist offenders. Could we do better? Absolutely, we can always do better. You know, and we're talking about problems that sit outside the sphere of police also. We're dealing with problems that come within society from social issues, and at the tail end, the police are dealing with these issues in the best way that they can do. You know, can we do better? Of course we can. We always seek to continually improve our practices, our policies, and we work with our internal staff. We work both internally and externally, and we talk to our people about shifting the mindset.
Are you comfortable with the change that is happening?
Oh, look, I think we're in a great position at the moment. We've got a new commissioner on board who is absolutely committed. You've heard him talking about the appalling rate of Māori overrepresentation.
And that was Deputy Police Commissioner Wally Homaha.